church neglects its calling, the great physician comes like a medical inspector. And that's why in chapter 1, he's looking for cancer. Do you know what cancer is? Cancer are cells that rebel. Cancer doesn't eat us up. Cancer is a rebellious cell that builds a tumor. It hogs all the nutrients, so the rest of the cells are undernourished. And that rebellion in the cell causes death everywhere else. Did you know that individual members of Christ's body can get inflicted with this self-centered, not obey the master, and they're like cancer in the church? So he's coming to look for it. And in 2 and 3, he gives his diagnostic report. He does kind of a scan of the church. Revelation 2 and 3 is Jesus coming to each church, walking around, and examining the lives of each believer. And then he writes the report. When you go to the doctor, you know, they check your pulse, they do your blood pressure, they weigh you, you know, they if you're having respiratory problems, they check your peak flow and all that, and then they give you a report. That's what Revelation 2 and 3 is. And what the Lord says is Christians can have spiritual heart problems. What was Ephesus' problem? They lost their first what? Love. They didn't love Christ like at the beginning. And there are spiritual heart problems. They can have immunity problems. Have you ever met people that catch every sickness? The church in Pergamos was just getting, they had no spiritual immunity. They couldn't fight off anything. Thyatira had kind of like MRSA and VRSA, those vancomycin-resistant bacteria. And they were having sicknesses that nothing. I mean, the pastor was sharing the word and people were praying over them. And spiritually, they weren't repenting. Why? Because they were deeply infected and weren't willing to repent. And there was a serious problem in Thyatira. Then they get to be like Sardis. He said, your heart has stopped. They were dead. He took their pulse in Sardis. The great physician comes to that church and in chapter 3 and touches them. And he says, you're dead. Boy, that's an awful thing to say. You ever been to a dead church? Lifeless. No joy. The people. The singing. There's no activity for Christ. That's what was going on in Sardis. By the way, when he visited Philadelphia, they didn't have any health problems. That's the only church. There's no ill will said about them. Smyrna, it said, don't fear. Philadelphia, the Lord said, wow. And oh, to be the Philadelphian church. And finally, Laodicea, the last church, they were blind. He said, you guys are blind. You know what spiritual blindness is? It's when you don't see anything in the Bible anymore. You ever met someone that says, boy, I read my Bible, I don't get anything out of it. In fact, you might have said that. In fact, I have said that. Because when we allow sin, if I regard iniquity in my heart, Psalm 66 says, God won't hear me. And so he does not hear my prayer to open my eyes to behold wonderful things out of his word when I'm living in unrepentant sin. And so that's what was going on in Laodicea.